when the U.S. Supreme Court unanimously reversed the murder conviction of a Texas man this month without hearing arguments in the case. The ruling may have been a sign of the high court's gathering interest in the Texas criminal justice system. The U.S. Supreme Court had already reversed a separate conviction in a Texas death penalty case this session, and in the coming months, the court is expected to rule on Lawrence versus Texas. That's a case challenging sodomy laws in the state. While no two states try criminal cases in the exact same way, Texas has a unique system. Few criminal convictions ever get reviewed by the state's highest criminal court, and over the years, Texas courts have gained a national reputation for almost predictably ruling against defendants. Jordan Steiker teaches constitutional, criminal, and death penalty law at the University of Texas at Austin. He was also a law clerk for former Supreme Court Justice Thurgood Marshall, and he joins us from the studios of KUT on the campus of University of Texas. Thanks very much for being with us, Professor Steiker.
My pleasure.
Texas is an enormous, varied, and populous state. So really, how can you tell if the U.S. Supreme Court is just paying increased attention, or is this just a large and restive population whose cases come up to the high court?
I think it's probably a combination of both. It's true that the Texas system is quite large. It has 150,000 inmates currently in its state prison system. It also is the most active death penalty state. At this point, the Court of Criminal Appeals and the Fifth Circuit, which is the federal court that reviews Texas death penalty cases, those courts appear to be much more likely to reflexively affirm convictions than other jurisdictions. And I think that's attracted the attention of the court.
Help us understand what we refer to as this unique system in Texas. As I understand, there's a dual system that separates civil and criminal cases at the highest level.
That's right. Texas has, at its highest level, two different courts. It has the Texas Supreme Court, which hears exclusively civil cases, and the Texas Court of Criminal Appeals, which is exclusively a criminal court. Both of these courts have nine members who are elected in partisan elections every 4 years. And it is an unusual system, and I think it makes election to the Court of Criminal Appeals, it makes those elections much more about law and order than elections to other high courts throughout the country. So Texas, it's not extraordinarily unusual, but it is unusual to have partisan elections of its highest judges, especially with the separation between criminal and civil.
Mm-hmm. And Professor Steiker, what's your extrapolation as to how this affects the system?
Well, I think it's very hard when you have an elected criminal court to have anything other than populist politics. I think when judges are running for the Court of Criminal Appeals, no one ever runs on the platform of vindicating constitutional rights. The way in which you run for the court is to show empathy for victims, to espouse law and order views. And I think that it's very hard to get across the importance of constitutional protections, the importance of preventing racial discrimination, the importance of having adequate counsel in that kind of context. Whereas if you have a unified judiciary, I think you tend to have enough sort of cross-cutting cleavages, other issues which are salient to the population, which makes it possible for people to be elected who are moderate on criminal justice issues.
Is it your analysis that the Texas Criminal Court of Appeals uses the powers of discretion it has to choose cases, not to hear cases, the way the U.S. Supreme Court does, looks for a case that might actually establish law?
Well, there's some evidence that in non-capital cases, which is where the court's discretionary docket is, that they're more likely to accept cases in which the state is appealing, in which the state has lost in the lower court of appeals.
Mm-hmm. What effect would you project that that has practically?
If the Court of Criminal Appeals is going to aggressively police decisions favorable to defendants, it's going to make trial judges and the lower courts of appeals a bit cautious about vindicating constitutional rights.
Because they're reluctant to be overturned.
That's right.
Based on the experience you had clerking on the U.S. Supreme Court for Thurgood Marshall, do you think that this Supreme Court, which I guess has substantially different membership, is trying to convey some kind of message by paying attention to Texas cases?
I think the court is sending a message. I think some of the language in the opinions that the court has written suggests a frustration with the reflexiveness of the Texas court and the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. And I think that the court is trying to send a signal that it's going to be a backstop, that if the Texas Court of Criminal Appeals and the Fifth Circuit are not going to look closely at substantial constitutional claims, the court is going to step in.
Mr. Steiker, thanks very much.
My pleasure.
Jordan Steiker teaches law at the University of Texas in Austin.